The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Report, folks. Bizarre and scary side effects from the vaccine. Folks, this is hard to explain. You're just going to have to really see it for yourself. Pearson Sharp does a report on One American News, and he thinks that these are all 100% related to the vaccine because, you know, we haven't seen stuff like this beforehand. I don't know if every single person in this video that Pearson Sharp uses, there's different videos. I don't know if every single one is vaccinated or not. I don't know how to prove that. So it is an assumption that these people are vaccinated simply because that we haven't really seen something like this until after the vaccine, at least not on this scale. I don't know if there's like an individual case 20 years ago or something, but this is happening rapidly. I mean, there could be some drug-induced something that might cause this, but I don't know. But the point is there's enough here that I want you to see it, and you can make up your own mind and decide. And besides the bizarre videos that you're going to see that can be quite disturbing, just so you know, so be prepared. Some of these videos might disturb you. The blood. You look at the blood, and Pearson Sharp's report gives you the exact images of a before and after of an individual that clearly their blood was changed by the vaccine, because they had the image of their blood before they got the vaccine. I think they said like a month before, and then after. And you can see just how horrible it looks. This is part of the reason why blood banks at the beginning weren't accepting vaccinated blood. I think they do now, simply because so many people got vaccinated, they have to accept it. Folks, instead of me just talking about it, let's jump into it. All right? Take a listen.
Security cameras from around the world are capturing frightening new footage of people collapsing in spasms on the ground in what may be the latest symptoms of exposure to the COVID-19 vaccines. One America's Pearson Sharp has more.
One America News has extensively covered the dangers of the experimental chemical injections the government is calling the COVID vaccine. From heart attacks and strokes to paralysis, neuropathy, and explosive increase in cancer, autoimmune diseases, and even sudden death, with young, healthy people in the prime of their lives simply falling down dead. The list of fatal side effects from these injections is truly stupefying.
Hold on, let me pause it there. Those are like old clips, and a lot of people have seen them. But the last one they just showed at the Improv, it's more than just a comedian falling over. This was one of the most bizarre things to occur because of what she was saying at the time. She was boasting about being vaccinated, and she was mocking anyone. This was near the beginning of the vaccine stuff. Well, at least when there was a second booster right around then, and people were still mocking the people who were telling you the truth about how the vaccine is dangerous. She was one of the mockers, and she's mocking it. And then she takes it even further, and she mocks Jesus by saying, because she's been able to do all these jabs in her body and nothing has happened to her, that Jesus must love her the most. And as soon as she says that, she falls over. I know lots of people have seen this, but I guarantee you there's people that have not seen this in its full context. So I want to give you the full context, because it's really amazing to think right when she says that. And the audience thinks that she's, because of her topic, it seems like it's part of her act. It's not part of her act. She's vaccinated and she has a I don't even know what happened to her. A bizarre moment, bizarre effect. Clearly, because she's so vaccinated, which she boasts about. Watch this in full context. It's amazing.
Don't mean to brag. I don't care, but I want you to know, double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes. Traveled, went to Mexico twice, did shows, meet and greets, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
Folks, it's really amazing. She lived. She talked about it later and wasn't really, it didn't go to heart what happened to her. I think it impacts more people when they watch it than it did even her who went through it, amazingly. And I've never understood. This is what I've talked about. The people that survive, who played Russian roulette with the vaccine and pulled the trigger over and over again, and if they're okay, why are you still telling everybody else? See, that's what she was trying to do, trying to use comedy to get everybody else to do it too, when you should just be glad nothing has happened to you, because you can't guarantee that nothing will happen to somebody else. And I use this example over and over. I hope you're not sick of it, but it's a very good example, I think. If you survive Russian roulette, you don't go running around telling people, hey, that means it's safe for everybody else. And so when she was kind of doing that, but it's even more amazing at the moment in which she's basically mocking Jesus that happens. It's really amazing. Now back to Pearson Sharp's report, because he hasn't even shown you some of the newer stuff. Some of these images, I'm sure if you've been a longtime listener to the show, you've seen this stuff, but you'll see some stuff, I bet you, in Pearson Sharp's report that you have not seen before, and it gets weirder. Let's pick it up where we left off in Pearson Sharp's report.
Well, now there are videos emerging of a terrifying new condition that's popping up all over the world. What you're looking at now is footage from security cameras that shows people suffering from the effects of some mysterious attack on their bodies. In every case, it follows the same pattern. The affected person stops what they're doing and looks around as if they hear something, slowly turning their head. Then they start flailing their arms and legs, kicking and thrashing like they're fending off some invisible attacker. This is followed by collapsing on the ground in a convulsion, writhing and twisting in uncontrollable spasms. The incidents of this bizarre and frightening new malady have come out of nowhere, and now it's being captured by CCTVs around the world. Now, to be fair, it's not clear if this vaccine death spiral is linked to the CCP injections, but when you consider the alarming number of other gruesome side effects from this vaccine, it's not hard to believe. As far as we can tell, this has never been witnessed before. And if that's the case, then we have to consider what could be responsible. Now let's think. What's the biggest new variable the world has seen in the last 2 years? Well, if you're not a brain-dead member of the branch COVIDian Fauci cult, then the answer is simple. Nearly 70% of the world has submitted to the COVID injections. That's 5.3 billion people whose bodies are now struggling to adapt and overcome the so-called vaccine's toxic effects. And now we're seeing the results firsthand. Peer-reviewed studies show a staggering 94% of COVID injection recipients have abnormal blood, blood that no longer functions normally. This is a picture of what normal, unvaccinated blood looks like at 40 times magnification and was taken by doctors in Italy studying the blood of patients injected with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Now here, we have the same patient just 1 month after getting the Pfizer injection.
See, that's important to know that that is a person before they were vaccinated. It's before and after. Pictures of their blood. And they had normal blood. So you can't say that the vaccine didn't do it to them. It clearly did. I really don't know. Because I don't think very many people, compared to the amount of people who've been vaccinated, have had their blood looked at under a microscope, especially before and after. How many people took images of their blood before they went and got vaccinated, and then they go and get images after to see how drastically it changed? Not that many. But you still should be able to tell, if you go and get your blood tested and looked under a microscope, whether it looks normal or not. I don't know what the percentages of people who have been vaccinated. I don't know if this happens to everyone. Look, I've always believed that they gave out a whole bunch of placebos. A whole bunch. We know they were giving out different doses, which is illegal. We know the batches were different, which is totally illegal, but they did that. And if they did different doses, different levels of the vaccine for different people in different areas of the world and in the different areas of the United States, we know for sure they did that. Then there's no doubt that they did placebos as well, where you got none of the vaccine. And you better hope you were somebody that got a placebo. And I did a show where I showed a whole bunch of local news reports, because you'll never get it nationally, a whole bunch of local news reports that my sister actually dug up for me and sent to me. And I was like, wow, this is great. This is amazing. Tons of different local news reports of people like at local Walgreens or CVS finding out that they didn't actually get the vaccine. And that this is at the beginning, they were all upset about it. The news reports, these places gave basically placebos instead of the actual vaccine. And I don't think like the Walgreens people were in on it, but it couldn't be like, well, it was just a mistake when I was showing it was happening in state after state after state and all these little local news reports about it happening in their area. I was like, well, this can't be coincidence. This can't be a one-time, once-in-a-million mistake where they accidentally give you sugar water instead of the vaccine. There has to be some sort of orchestration. I don't remember which show that was, but I covered it. And well, maybe you want to go back and look at all my old shows to find it, but I got to move on. So we're talking about the blood. You're seeing the before and after, and it's disturbing. This is disturbing stuff. Everything about this is extremely disturbing and bizarre.
You can clearly see the blood has been drastically altered, with researchers saying the vast majority of patients they studied suffered severe blood cell deformation after taking the vaccine. The researchers say metallic objects that resembled graphene oxide and other compounds, like you see here, were discovered floating in the blood. The scientists said they found extraordinarily anomalous substances in the blood, which began forming gigantic foreign structures. The researchers concluded by saying these results have never been observed before in any vaccines, ever, and that Pfizer and Moderna need to come clean about exactly what they're putting in the vaccines.
Let me clarify. What they're saying is this has never been seen before in human history. We've never seen anything like this. And all of these bizarre things, the media tries to cover it up and tries to act like they even name sudden adult death syndrome. There's no such thing, folks. It's never existed in the history of the world, and there is no such thing still to this day. That's a lie when they say there's sudden adult death syndrome. They're trying to act like that's something that's been around and just more people are suffering. That's not been around. That doesn't really happen. It's the truth is they should be saying sudden vaccinated death. That's what it should be reported. Not sudden adult death syndrome. It's not a syndrome. It's sudden death due to being vaccinated, due to being poisoned by the vaccine. That's the truth. So even when they even admit stuff like this is happening, they still sugarcoat it and try to make people believe, well, I mean, that guy dropped dead because he suffered from sudden adult death syndrome. They just made that up to try to cover up for so people don't think it's the vaccine. They're doing everything they can. It's amazing. More.
They added that the substances in the vaccines are incompatible with normal blood flow. Those gigantic foreign structures seen under the microscope are wreaking havoc on the human body. And now coroners and embalmers around the country are discovering horrifying clots inside people's bodies. What you're looking at are the mysterious clots that are suddenly appearing in vaccinated people who later died. And medical experts say this is totally new. They've never seen anything like it until last year. Lab tests show the clots are made from something other than human blood. And embalmers say they're showing up in otherwise healthy people who suddenly died from heart attacks or strokes. And when they were examined, their veins and arteries were completely clogged with these strange rubbery fibers that can be several feet long.
Again, I've done shows on that too. And the body has to be producing this stuff, which I've theorized. Well, we know that the vaccine tells your body to make the spike protein. And I wonder if those people have suffered from an overreaction to the vaccine, to their bodies just never stopping to produce. It just keeps producing the spike protein until it builds and creates a clot. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I do know it's something that the body is making and it's never been seen before and they don't know what the substance is and it's only appeared after the vaccine. So clearly, it is not a stretch. It is factual. You have to conclude the vaccine instructed their bodies to make this stuff. That we know. But we do know that they admit the vaccine instructs their bodies to make spike protein, which we've never done that in human history where we've changed someone's cells and instruct them to start creating something. So it's not a hard stretch. It's what it is. It's just the media doesn't want you to know what they have done to you. And the governments don't want you to know that they're caught red-handed in the most evil scheme to ever deceive the earth up until this point in human history. And more people will die and will die because of this vaccine and may have already, but more people will die because of this vaccine than any other thing, any other disease in a one-time hit thing, because this is going to continue for years and years and years. People are going to be dying because of the vaccine, because their immune systems are damaged. We know millions have already died around the world. We know that. The question is, how many millions more? That's the question. And there will be millions more. We know that too. We know that people who suffer myocarditis that got it from the vaccine, a lot of them are still alive, but at some point they're going to die earlier than what they would have. We just don't know when. So we already know. And there's also, and just immune system damage where you could die of almost anything. Folks, it's as bad and it's worse than we even warned. More from Pearson Sharp.
Even the young and healthy can be affected, like a teenage athlete in Ohio who suffered from a sudden pain in his legs and back and was rushed to the emergency room where doctors removed a mysterious 6-foot-long clot from his legs. After finding these massive clots, it's not surprising the FDA is withholding autopsy results from people who died after getting the Fauci vaccines. That's right. The FDA is actually refusing to release autopsy results of victims who received the experimental COVID vaccine. They don't want anyone seeing just how grisly the results are. Considering this is the crap that's floating around in the blood of everyone who got the Fauci injection, it's no surprise that life expectancy in the US is plummeting at the fastest rate in history. In fact, from 2020 to 2021, life expectancy in the US fell by nearly 3 years, meaning that people are dying prematurely at 35 times the rate they were before the vaccines were introduced. But these mystery deaths all have one thing in common, one common denominator. Every one of them received the new experimental vaccine. At some point, those responsible must be held accountable. The pharmaceutical giants who made these drugs, the media who pushed their propaganda, and the elected officials in Washington who made it illegal to refuse them. Until then, we, the people who trusted those officials, can only look on in horror and disbelief at the carnage being inflicted by the murderers we thought would save us. For One America News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
Folks, you know what's amazing? When I present all this stuff, you know the people that get mad at us the most for presenting this stuff are technically the biggest victims, because it's the woke liberals that will go out and get vaccinated a fourth and fifth time and will just blindly obey. And if they see something like this, they get angry with us for giving them the truth instead of getting angry to the people they have been allegiant to and those people that they support and continue to support to this moment have tried to kill them. And we're showing them, hey, do you know that they just tried to kill you? And they are still, and they might succeed in killing you. You might still die if you've been jabbed 3 or 4 times. And you're angry at me for telling you the truth instead of angry at the people who tried to kill you. How dare you try to save my life, Ben? How dare you try to warn me? How dare you care? And you're my political enemy. And I've been trying to save your life. And you'll hate me for it and blindly follow them. Well, if you blindly follow them, you're following them to your death. That's what we've proven. And the people that get mad at us for reporting the truth, you're a fool. You're some of the biggest morons who have ever walked the earth to be mad at us instead of the people who are trying to kill you. What in the world? Who the heck are you? I don't know. I just got to even... They need Jesus because they are the blind and they are being led by blind people as well. Here's what they need to do. Repent. Accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior. Repent from their sins and turn away from their evil ways. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natale Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natale will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natale Show at thenewamerican.com.